body that's made Curtis different. You see, we call ourselves Womack Brothers. See, before we were even born, my father prayed for 5 sons. He said, God, would you bless me with them, and I would teach them to sing your praises. Well, he got his wish, but not knowing that as we grew older, we would want the material things in life. And I remember the first time I told my father that we wanted to sing rock and roll. That was the first time I saw my daddy cry. I remember him saying, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? I know that now, absolutely nothing. God, don't put a cross from under my feet. Save your boy.
Greetings, greetings, my dear, wonderful, and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is March the 20th, Sunday, 2011. And we are yet talking about the issues, but let me read a little bit. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, because this is the synagogue of Satan that we're dealing with. This is what Jesus was talking about in the book of Revelation, the testimony of Jesus Christ, the book of Revelation. This wickedness, this killing, this theft of land, wealth, and resources, this fictitious narrative that is given through the media, that the United States of North America, that France, that Europe, that Israel, that Canada, that they are concerned about human beings. These are the greatest killers on the planet. And all of the despots that are in the world are raised up by the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, Britain, Israel, France, and so on, to be despots and killers. So we have to have the mind of Jesus, the mind of Christ, an analytical mind, a thinking mind, a reasoning mind, the mind of God, the mind of Christ, so that we can see through this wicked, deplorable speech, these words given to us, so that we may follow behind an already pre-planned plot to kill more human beings and take land, wealth, and resources. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, I know thy works, black preacher. I'm saying, he's talking to us. We are the Jesus. We are the Christ. We are the true Messiah people. We have the spirit of the Messiah. Look at the history of the black church in America and how we stood up for equal rights and justice. That is the spirit of Christ. Look at the spirit of the Black Panther Party for self-defense. That is the spirit of Christ. Look at the Nation of Islam. That is the spirit of Christ. Look at the NAACP, Thurgood Marshall, fighting legally for rights. Look at Marcus Garvey. Look at Paul Robeson. Look at W.E.B. Du Bois. Look at Booker T. Washington. Look at Fannie Lou Hamer. Look at Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman. All of these had the spirit of Christ. Look at our history. So Jesus says, I know thy works and thy tribulation. How we went through great tribulation in this world, under this wicked world system, in the United States of North America. Why? Because we stood up for freedom, justice, and equality. I know thy poverty, Jesus says, and poverty. We have been impoverished. Our land, wealth, resources, monies from talent taken from us. Not in control of our lives. Not in control of our neighborhoods. Not in control of even our businesses. Because many of the black businesses have been bought by the wicked forces of the United States of North America. Not black owned anymore. Have a black face, but we don't control it. We don't control our wealth. We've been impoverished. As well as the human family impoverished because of who? The synagogue of Satan. He says, Jesus says, but thou art rich. Why are we rich? Black people, black preacher, black pastor, black church member, because you are the true Jew, the true Hebrew Israelite. And when we understand this truth and rise up with this understanding and with this truth, we will rise up and fulfill our destiny, which is to stand for the human family, stand for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, stand for Mother Earth. This nuclear disaster in Japan, destroying Mother Earth, Mother Earth rising up and quaking and shaking. Because the human family is disobedient to the law of nature, the law of Mother Earth, Mother Earth, and the waters. Rebelling against this wicked, deplorable system of destruction of the human family. Shaking up that nuclear plants, and now nuclear waste, possibly destroying human lives and destroying more of Mother Earth. Fish dying in waters all over the planet, birds falling out of the sky because no justice in the universe, or I should say in the human system. There is justice in the universe, and that justice in the universe is a direct affront to us, the human family, who have gone astray from that justice in the universe, in the creation, in the planet, because the universe is divine. The planet of Earth, sun, moon, stars is divine. Mother Earth, divine. Mother Nature, divine. The human family have left that divinity, so the whole of creation is rebelling against us. So when we rise up and take back Mama Earth and love Mama Earth and love the creation, when we do that, we will have control over the land, the wealth, the resources, have control over our lives, live under and in the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth, and we are rich. That is our richness. That is our wealth. And then Jesus says, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. These Zionists have us hoodwinked, lying to us, giving us a fictitious narrative, claiming to be the Hebrews of your Bible, and they are not. And every week we prove that reality. They are not even Semites. The Ashkenazi Jew from the Caucasus Mountains in Russia, in Europe, the same as the Hyksos that invaded Egypt in 1750 BC and enslaved our ancestors, Moses. African Hebrews and African Egyptians were enslaved by the Hyksos for 200 years, and Moses rose up and showed forth the judgment of the Most High on the Hyksos. These are the same people, the Hyksos, the Ashkenazi Zionist Jew, the Gog and Magog that you read of in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39, this synagogue of Satan that Jesus is talking about, in which elites have been raised up in Christianity, elites have been raised up in the Muslim world, elites have been raised up in the Hindu and Buddhist world, and all over the earth, elites have been raised up to do the bidding in and for and with the synagogue of Satan. That is who we are fighting. And Jesus is giving us to understand that these are fakers, imposters. You black man and woman, kidnapped from Africa, taken on a westerly journey, buried in the North Country in a shallow grave, which is the United States of North America and the Americas and the Western Hemisphere. We are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. And I am thankful to the Nation of Islam and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Farad Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad, and today Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I am thankful to the Rastafari community for continuously teaching that truth. When you hear the Rasta say Judah and Israel, they're talking about black people. They're talking about we who were kidnapped from Africa. We are the Israel. We must stand up and rise up and fulfill our destiny, which is to stand against the synagogue of Satan and free up the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So, with that as a backdrop, we're going to continue for the next 10 minutes with issues. And then we're going to go in the last 20 minutes. That's the idea. Back to Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39. But let's deal with some issues for the next 10 and see how this goes. This synagogue of Satan has America in Pakistan. That's who's running the Obama administration. That's who ran the W. Bush administration. That's who ran the Bill Clinton administration. The synagogue of Satan, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers ran George Herbert Walker Bush and Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford and Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy and whoever was next in line, either Truman or Eisenhower and Herbert Hoover and all the synagogue of Satan, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers been running this thing for all of these years. That's who Jesus is talking about. The CIA, and these headlines taken from Democracy Now!, the CIA has carried out one of its deadliest drone attacks on civilians in Pakistan to date. So where's the concern for human life in Pakistan? Obama administration, Hillary Clinton State Department, Sarkozy in France, and Cameron in Britain? Where's your concern for human life? You in Pakistan killing people. 40 people killed in a United States of North America drone strike. Again in Pakistan. You recall we talked about that CIA agent named Raymond Davis orchestrating and coordinating terrorist attacks so that these terrorist attacks may be blamed on Al-Qaeda. And we think we're fighting a war on terrorism. This is a war of terrorism to terrorize the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed all over the earth, especially the third world, so that more land, wealth, and resources may be taken. You see, Pakistan, Afghanistan, you look at the oil pipeline deals to be made with UNICAP, oil coming out of the Caspian Sea area down into Afghanistan over to Pakistan. It's about land, wealth, and resources. Well, this Raymond Davis, that Obama administration lied and said was a diplomat, in reality this man is a CIA agent, a CIA contractor with Blackwater, who is now named Blackwater is now named XE, pronounced Z. This Raymond Davis has now been released. The strike that we talked about came as protesters rallied in several Pakistani cities against the release of a CIA contractor and a former Blackwater operative accused of fatally shooting two men. Where's your love for the Pakistani people that you would take this killer and release him? Ah, Raymond Davis was freed after the victim's relatives accepted a $2.3 million financial settlement under reported Pakistani government pressure. So the government of Pakistan was pressured by the Obama administration, pressured by the French Sarkozy administration, no doubt, the Cameron Britain administration in Britain, pressured by the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the synagogue of Satan, pressured Pakistan to force these families to take the $2.3 million for payment of human life. How do you put a value on human life? The synagogue of Satan said that these two lives were worth $2.3 million. Take the money, shut up, and release Raymond Davis into our custody. Where is your concern? A protester said, this decision was a pro-America decision and not a pro-Pakistan decision. Thus, we are out on the streets. People are out on the streets. This is the protester talking. I don't know his name, but he's a protester. He understands what is going on. He's not hoodwinked by the synagogue of Satan. The protester says further, we will demand that the government listen to me. Listen to this. This protester, he's saying, he's preaching. This protester, whatever his name, his Pakistan protester says, we will demand that the government rid itself of United States slavery, get out of the United States grip, and take decisions in favor of the nation. This protester, whether male or female, has the mind of Jesus, has the mind of Christ, and wants to be delivered from the United States of North America, the CIA, Al-Qaeda, which is a CIA creation. This protester in Pakistan understands that they are in slavery, enslaved to the United States of North America, enslaved to the CIA, enslaved to the wicked powers that we have been talking about. I love this sister or brother, whoever he or she is, for standing up and speaking the truth. See, the people all over the earth are sick of this wicked system. And the Most High in the book of Revelation says that the Most High is going to make all things new, because all of the institutions have failed the human family, have failed the masses of the people, have, whether religious, political, or revolutionary, whether financial, whether educational, whether governmental, these institutions of the world have all failed, and even the church has failed. And we revolutionaries must do better. We have failed the masses, and the people are rebelling against the system. The people are rebelling and standing up. And so, this protester understands the reality of the system and understands that they need to get out from under the grip of the United States of North America, who has enslaved the sisters and brothers of Pakistan. And they know that the Obama administration is not coming in to save them, and they want their government of Pakistan to get rid of the United States of North America and get rid of these wicked powers that we have been talking about. I gotta see, let me see. I wanted to mention another thing right quick. On guns and butter, and you know about what's going on in Wisconsin. You know about the Michigan situation, where emergency management laws are being enacted to facilitate a takeover of the land, the wealth, the resources, the takeover of the cities, bust up unions, bust up contracts, dismiss elected officials, and disincorporate entire municipalities. With that as a backdrop, Guns and Butter, March the 16th, 2011, 1 p.m. on www.kpfa.org. Bonnie Faulkner interviewed Michael Hudson. I would call him a revolutionary economist expert. And he talked about how the powers, and we'll say Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, ruling class, ruling families, the bankers, the multinational resource and mineral corporations are working through governors to take all the land, the wealth, the resources, to take over city. Not that they are not in control, but to even more so and completely take over whole cities, take over whole states. This is the privatization of all the land, the wealth, the resources inside of America. That which we saw going on from the 60s all the way through now in the third world by the same wicked forces and wicked powers now going on through the Koch brothers, through other big multinational mineral and resource corporations, through wicked governors, the governor of Michigan, the governor of Wisconsin, and other wicked governors doing the wicked plans, administering the wicked schemes and plans of the wicked Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. The privatizing water, privatizing municipalities, privatizing utilities, just as you saw that going on in South Africa. People in South Africa can't even use their own utilities because the same wicked corporations, bankers, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers are there. And now they are here doing the same thing. We should have rose up, and we're rising up, but we should have been said something when it was occurring outside of America. And like Minister Farrakhan said, and Minister Malcolm X said, the revolution is at your door. What are you going to do? Where are you going to stand? We're taking our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Greetings again, my dear, wonderful, beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 20th, 2011. So now let us go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, and continue talking about the synagogue of Satan, the Gog and the Magog, the ruling class and the ruling families of the United States of North America. Canada, Europe, and Israel, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, who are not Jews. They are not African Hebrews. You black man and woman are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. These are imposters, and we implore and exhort and encourage poor and working class Jewish sisters and brothers of the European Jewish community, reject the Rothschilds, reject the Oppenheimers, reject the Zionist leadership of the imposter state of Israel, and truly join the worldwide people's revolution, and truly join the worldwide people's second coming of Jesus Christ manifesting in the uprising of the people. Reject the Zionists, reject the ruling class and ruling families of the Jewish community, the European Jewish community. Reject them and join us, poor working class Jewish sister and brother of the European Jewish community. And let's talk truth about those in power as the African apostle, the African prophet Ezekiel is doing. We left off on verse 18. Ezekiel chapter 39, the synagogue of Satan we're talking about. How the synagogue of Satan, Gog and Magog, the Hyksos, these wicked ones would invade the territory that we call Israel-Palestine and destroy and usurp the indigenous people, Palestinian Christians and Muslims, usurped and destroyed. African Hebrews, African Bedouins, being destroyed by the synagogue of Satan, being destroyed by Gog and Magog. And the whole world would support this wicked, immoral, imposter state of Israel. These Gog and Magog, who are from Russia, who are the Russian ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community. This is Gog and Magog, the synagogue of Satan, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families, Zionists of Israel. That ruling class and ruling family portion of the European Jewish community. This is who Jesus is talking about. This is who Ezekiel is talking about. And Ezekiel further says that they would be destroyed. And we're not happy for such. We want as many as possible to leave the ruling class and ruling families, to leave and cease to destroy, cease to kill, cease the wicked and deplorable practices, cease such wicked activity, and to join us in the worldwide people's revolution. Join us. Because you're going to be destroyed. It's natural law. What go around, come around. You reap what you have sown. We don't wish this upon you. We would rather you come with us, come with God, come with Jesus, come with Christ, come with the people, come with the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Let's organize, work together, overcome the Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, wicked ruling class, ruling families of the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. Overcome the synagogue of Satan. Don't have to be. But if you continue to destroy the human family, you're only destroying yourself. Zbigniew Brzezinski going to the Illuminati talking about how it's easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people. Who are you to decide the fate of the lives of human beings? You're not God. You're not the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, God and Goddess, Creator, Creatress. You're not them. You have no right to declare that you're just going to kill a bunch of people, because it's easier to kill folk than to control them. What type of wickedness? This is who we're talking about. They're going to be destroyed, and we're not happy. We'd rather they cease and live with the masses of the human family. So verse 18, ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty. The mighty ones, the ruling class and ruling families, talking about the birds shall have eat. Let me go to 17 first. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field.
assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice. The Most High is talking about sacrificing the ruling class and the ruling families, the synagogue of Satan, Gog and Magog, the Hyksos. And so the Most High is saying to the animals, to the birds, you're going to have a lot of food to eat because these wicked ones, ruling class and families, will be destroyed. That I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. You see, sisters and brothers, all the hell and destruction wrought on the human family by the ruling class and ruling families, by the synagogue of Satan, by Gog and Magog, the Hyksos, by the ruling class and ruling family, Ashkenazi, Zionists, imposter Israel, they're going to be destroyed. So we would implore as many as possible, leave that class and come to the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white. Come and be with us so that you won't suffer this sufferation, this destruction. But what you sow, you gotta reap. And so in verse 18 again, ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty. That word mighty, having to do with the ruling class and ruling families, those in power, those in rulership. Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, ruling class families of the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. The international bankers, the multinational resource corporation heads, these rulers, even the presidents and prime ministers and governors and mayors, all of you that would do the bidding of the wicked Gog and Magog synagogue of Satan, you are doing that to your own peril. Please come join the people. Come join us as we overturn this power, as the second coming of Jesus Christ manifests within our person. Join us so you don't have to suffer such end. And drink the blood of the princes of the earth. See, the Most High is talking about the rulers. Those poor. Now, a prince is not a king. It looks like the mighty are greater than the princes. So you have the mighty, the ruling class and families. Then you have the princes, those in positions of power who are the elites who do the bidding of the mighty. So the Most High says to the birds and the animals, drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and goats, of bullocks, of all of them fatlings of Bashan. And so the princes of the earth will be destroyed for doing what? For doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families that we talk about every week. Let me see that verse. Eat the in the Living Bible translation. See if I can get a more clear understanding. It says to the birds, eat the flesh of mighty men and drink the blood of princes. They are the rams, the lambs, the goats, and the fat young bulls of Bashan for my feast. So, animals that have been used as sacrifice are now being given sacrifice because of the destruction of the princes and the mighty ones who have destroyed the human family. Let me read the commentary on that. I hope they have a commentary on that. They don't even have a commentary on that. They have commentary on various verses and whatnot, but they don't even comment on that. Eat the flesh of the mighty men and drink the bloods of princes. For now, it seems like this is saying, for they have become the rams, the lambs, the goats, and the fat young bulls of Bashan. You see, animals have been used as sacrifice in different religious rituals and whatnot. These animals, lambs, goats, and bullocks and whatnot, have been used as sacrifices. But now, the mighty, the ruling class and families, the synagogue of Satan, the princes of the earth, those who have been raised up into elite positions, presidents, prime ministers, heads of governmental, educational, and financial institutions, those who are the governors and mayors and whatnot, your joint chiefs of staff, your secretaries of state, your heads of corporations and whatnot, these have been raised up by the mighty ones, the ruling class and families, the synagogue of Satan, the Gog and the Magog. They have been raised up to be those that would administer the wicked, deplorable, immoral, illegal plans of destruction of the human family and theft of land, wealth, and resources. So now they have become the sacrifice. And we're not happy. We are just warning the wicked powers. We're giving warning to the ruling class and families, to their elites. And we're giving salvation and redemption to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Verse 19, back to the King James. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. This is the Most High talking through the African prophet Ezekiel, warning the ruling class and families, warning the elites that work on behalf of the ruling class and families. And my minister, Louis Farrakhan, gave warning to President Barack Obama. Don't allow the synagogue of Satan, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, to use you to go into Libya to kill under the cover of humanitarian, when we know that it is all about oil, land, wealth, and resources, splitting of a nation, overthrow of a man you don't like. My brother Keith Harmon Snow, I'm going to finish that program later. I know he is giving warning, saying don't do it. And so the Most High says that these, the ruling class and families and the elites, will be turned over into a sacrifice. And the animals will eat of the flesh and be full, and drink the blood and be drunken, because the sacrifice that the Most High has sacrificed. Verse 20. See what go around, come around. We don't enjoy this, but we have to say it. If you're going to preach the Bible, you got to preach the Bible. This is not a punk book. This is a revolutionary book. Verse 20. Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. Let's read this in the Living Bible translation and see how they break it down. Feast at my banquet table. Feast on horses, riders, and valiant warriors, says the Lord God. You see, those who make warfare. And sisters and brothers, every war is illegal, wicked, and deplorable. Why? Because the Rothschilds fund and finance all wars, all sides of the war, no matter what war you look at. The Rothschilds fund and finance all sides because they do not care who wins. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers only want to control the land, the wealth, the resources. So as we said, they'll create a war. They'll create a revolution. And they'll infiltrate a revolution. And then they'll cause a war. World War I, World War II, war in Vietnam, war in Laos, war in Cambodia. Wars and conflict all over Africa. That Rwanda and Congo thing, funded and financed by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Specifically the Rothschilds, because they control the world's economy. And no nation can prosecute a war, so they all have to go to the Rothschilds and borrow the money to enter into warfare. So war is big money, big business. War, manufacturers making money. See, the horses and the chariots here refer to the instruments of warfare. You wouldn't say horses and chariots today. You would say tanks. You would say planes. You would say helicopters. You would say warships, war submarines, all of those instruments that are today used for warfare. all of those that participate in such shall be a sacrifice, shall be feasted on at the table of the Most High. Meaning that all of those that participate in warfare and create warfare will be destroyed. All your armaments and your weapons will be destroyed. All of your plans to continue to make warfare, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, ruling class and ruling families, all of your plans to make war and kill the human family will be destroyed. And unfortunately for you and we who follow you will go around, come around. And what we sow is what we reap, and we do not want that. But these that make war, these that fund and finance all sides of the Iraq-Iran war, financed all sides in the Contra situation, Sandinista, during that time of Iran-Contra and whatnot, financed the Contras to go and overthrow Daniel Ortega. And whatever weapons that the Sandinista government had, given by the same powers, but Daniel Ortega, a revolutionary, and did not do the bidding of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Look at Iraq in 1990. Rothschilds forced us to go into that war. We didn't want it. The citizens of America didn't want it. Look at the current Iraq and Afghanistan and so on. Rothschilds again. Finance and fund all sides. Well, this will cease. No longer will these war demons continue to make war. They, if they do not stop their wicked practices, will be a sacrifice. And what they have sown is that which they shall reap. And what go around, come around. And we love the human family and love the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And we long for that day when there will be no more warfare, no more bloodshed. When these words by the Most High through Ezekiel will be manifested in our lives, in this time, on earth, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Have a blessed week. Jah love, Jah bless. Exodus, movement of Jah people.